We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning 9 lines from the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, the end of the line. We're there. We have Machlokes Ameimar and Rav Ashi if Meshicha is koina by a goy, and Rashi speaks out goes all the way as well. If when a yid's buying from a goy, could Meshicha work? That means if a goy is buying from a yid, does Meshicha work? And if a yid's buying from a goy, both ways does Meshicha work? Or you maybe need kinyan kasef. So Rav Ashi said, Mashiach doesn't work, and the same thing for Hagbah. Hagbah and Mashiach don't work by a guy. So we're starting at the end of the line, the first word of the line is Behu, at the end of that line. Amar Rav Ashi, Mena Aminallah. How do I know that a guy is not kind with Mashiach? So I'll tell you right, Mena Amale Rav Lahanu Shavisa, Rav told the people who sell wine, Ki Kalisu Chamra Loi V'chavim, When you're pouring the wine and giving the wine to the guy, you're pouring into their jugs, into their bottles. Shokli zuzim enayu. First, collect money from them. Vahodar kailu. Then pour the wine for them. So why? Because we'll see the Gemara is having on that if you give them the wine and they're going to touch the wine and then they're going to pay for it, so it still belongs to you, the wine. They weren't cutting it yet, and it's yayin esach, and you're selling them yayin esach. So the first thing is get your money first. And this way, you have the money and it belongs to them and you're not taking money for Yayin Esach. There's no cash on hand. So what do? So you have an idea like this. First, lend them money. Let's say the wine costs $100. Give them $100. Va-va. You owe me $100. Now the guy takes that $100 and buys the wine from you. Gives the money first. Now the guy owes you $100 for something else. Va-va. The guy owes you $100. But you sold him. The yayin was sold with money before it became yayin esach. Rav told his selling the guys who sell wine. When it turns to the yayin esach, it's still in your reshus. When you take money, you're taking money of yayin esach. You're taking money from yayin esach. Ad kan, what Rav used to tell the people who sell wine. Zakr Rav Ashi, what is the problem over here? If you hold Mashiach koina by a guy, what in the world is the problem over here? You gave the wine to the guy. The guy picked it up. Before he touched it, it became his. And now he owes you money. It's not selling Ayin Esach. Ken Ayin Esach after it was his already. Mashiach is koina. Hakbah is koina. So what's the problem? On top on base now. When the guy makes Meshicha Kanya, Yayin Esach lehav ad noga beilchum, Yayin Esach touches it. So Rav Ashi says, I've a gevaldig arai, Meshicha not kind of, because why is Rav telling the guy to do this? To do this by the guy? What's the problem? The guy picks it up, he's kind it, now it's his wine becoming Yayin Esach. What's the issue over here that we say you have to pay for it first, if not you're taking money for Yayin Esach? He was kind it with Meshicha. So Zakr of Ashi, it's arrived from here that there's no Kenyan Mashiach by a guy or Hagba. Zakr no, it's not arrived from the story of Rav, it's not arrived. We'll see why. Because either go Kyle of a Ram Laman of the Yisrael, if they would be pouring into bottles of a Yisrael, Hakanami, that you'd be right, you'd have a right. But Lloyd Shricha, the case of a guy coming to a wine seller, a guy who sells wine, he brings his own bottles. His own bottles have a little bit Yayin Nesach in it. And the Kokayel V'Rami L'mono Doi V'Chavim. And therefore, when the Yid pours wine into the guy's barrel, into the guy's jug, it gets mixed with Yayin Nesach. So now, it's automatically Yayin Nesach, even before he's kain it. Even before he picks it up or makes a Hagbah, it becomes Yayin Nesach. So since it becomes Yayin Nesach, so therefore, make sure you get the money first. That's the case. Avad Mashiach is kind over here. You're putting it into the guy's jug, and the guy's jug has wine in it already. Afraid the Gemara, but that's not true. So if so, kimoto la aviro de mono kanya, yayin esach will have adamati la arisa de mono. We said, why has it become yayin esach? It's mixing with his wine. So what the Gemara is asking, when it comes into the ear space of the mono, he's already kind. Zog Rashi, what does that mean? Rashi is by the first narrow lines. He's kind of bagba when the wine comes to the ear space of his jug. I can ask me, what do you mean? What kind of bagba is that? He's picking up the jug. You're right, but now it's still in the ear space. That's not called picking up. Picking up usually means you pick up the, you make a maisa in the wine. So on that, the Ritva answers. Ritva says kasha, and the Ritva answers that since it's soifel anuach, it's like it's in the keli already, and since he's picking up the keli, it's agba. So the Gemara's seven means it's going to land in the keli. It's already inside the parameters of the keli. So the Gemara's kasha is the alachayra. It shouldn't be a problem because he was kaina before came yayin esach. If you have mashicha or agabah is kaina, so the Gemara. So the Gemara must be that. I'll tell you why. Shmaya nitzik chibur. That it must be, we hold that nitzuk is chibur. It's a shaila, it's a chalekus in the Gemara later on. If nitzuk is a chibur, what does nitzuk mean? If I'm pouring wine into his wine and the bottom is touching the yayin nesach, and then the tap is still in his barrel, maybe it's going like this. So if it's all one stream, nitzuk is a connection, and it makes everything yayin nesach. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that. That's what Rav's saying, take the money first, because the minute you start pouring in the wine, it becomes the Ayinesav, because it comes attached to the bottom. And therefore, he said, really, Mashiach is kind of, but here's a different problem. Here, I'm pouring you the wine, it's a chibur. So you say, Shvami, not it's a chibur. The only way to answer the Raya would be is that Rav holds needs a chibur. And therefore, the reason why he told you to take money first is because the minute you start pouring wine, all your wine becomes the Ayinesav, because it needs a
chibur.
The whole barrel become.
You have to
get in the whole barrel. If it needs a chibur, yeah. If you're pouring him the whole wine, everything going yayin esach. You have to take money first for the whole barrel. Yeah, you have to take money for the whole barrel. You'll fill up all his jugs, I guess. You have to take up money for the whole barrel before you start. And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, shvani is a chibur. Zomer loy, either naket lay oivachavim lechibur yadei hachinami. You'll be right. Loy tzricha demana chaara. So you say like this, a different teretz to the kasha. That Betzah maybe Nitzuk is not Chibur. Okay, Nitzuk is not Chibur. So now it's back to the problem. So what's the problem with the guy buying wine from you? He was made a Mashiach first. He made a Mashiach first. So let him, if you hold Mashiach, is Kaina. So what's the problem taking money for that? He gave him his before Yayin Esach. So Gemara says, you don't have to say Nitzuk Chibur, and still Mashiach won't help you here. You know why? Because the case was that the Keli was on the ground. It wasn't in his hand. If the normal thing was to hold the keel clean in his hand, and Rav wouldn't tell the guys who sell wine to do this. But the normal case is, it's placed on the floor. And therefore, there's no kinyan. And there's a problem of Yayin Esach. He's a toucher before he pays for it. Freit the Gemara, but tiknalei Caleb. Let his Caleb be kaina. The halacha is that Caleb are like a chatzar. Let it be kaina as Caleb. And it's back to the same kasha. The halacha, what's Rav's problem? Let Caleb be kaina. Shmami no Caleb should kech brashus meichel lekani. You can tell me now. There's a riot to the big shayl we have in Bar Basra. If Caleb of lekech are kainah and brashus meichem, you can tell me Shmami no Caleb should kech brashus meichel lekana lekech. Lo elam em lo kana lekech. Betzem kana lekech. And it's back shver. So what's the problem here by Rav? What's Rav's problem? They kainah it before they pay for it. So he says now the problem is like this, and this answers all the kashas. The derech is that on the jug or bottles of wine, it has like a lip, and in that lip is yayin esach. The minute you pour wine into his glass bottle or whatever it was, jug, it automatically comes yayin esach. So therefore you have to take money first. It's not a right to mashicha. The problem is, there's a little bit of wine on the lip, and when you pour wine, it mixes right then. It's the yayin esach right away, and you can't take money for that. That's the answer of the Gemara, and that's why Rav said you have to mark with this. I can ask me, lechayra, it's such a small amount of wine. Why is it in a bottle? Look at Taisvis. Taisvis the maskal hacha, tiny Taisvis, which the Teretz is pasha. That's why I'm reading the Taisvis. Taisvis says like this: Tema levatahu purta basamach. Let it be bottle basamach b'shishim. It's so little. Yeshloim the min b'mina who v'kasav le bottle. It's min b'mina le bottle, and it was bothering us, the chayra. Of course it's mimina. We know that. That's like, you know, yayin esach 101, that's mimina. It's asa mashu. So it could be the teretz is, the here to when stam yenam. It's not for sure yayin esach, but stam yenam is a chokas rishonim, actually, if it's bottle b'shishim or it's bottle b'mashu. So that's why, the chiddush is saying here, it's going like that, that mimina is a problem of, that mimina is a problem of bittul b'mashu. In any case, Was answering that the reason why Rav said take money first is because when I pour the wine into this thing comes yayin esach right away. The kamakam insichlei ukeman the loyik Rav Shimon Gamliel. It comes out the Mar is asking kasha. Comes in Rav is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm Shimon was a tana. The Rav Shimon Gamliel ha'amar yimalcha kulev chavim chutz v'nei yayin esach shabai. So he's asking a kasha that doesn't make everything osa bahana. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if you mix together. Oivichavim wine and Yiddish wine, it's not all asa bahana. I can sell the whole thing besides for the dmei yayin esach. So again, so what's the problem over here? You're not when you sell him the wine, it's really the only the yayin esach is asa bahana, but your wine's not. So what's the problem? So the Gemara, no, because Rav is different. Midu time el Rav. Rav holds different. Amar Rav halacha k'shem gamila bechavis bechavis. Avlo yayin b'yayin. Rav is mechalik between if you have 10 barrels, one of yayin esach, 9 of Yiddish wine, it gets all mixed up together. The halacha is you can sell 10 barrels and 1 barrel the amount thrown into Yam Melech. That you could do. But if wine mixes together, Rav holds even fear of Shimon Gamil, the whole thing comes out of Bahano. Because there it's a real mixture. The wine itself got mixed, not separate barrels. So therefore, it's good. So Rav is good. The bottom line is that Rav is good. Rav says always take money first. Because if not, you have a problem behind Nesach. What's the problem behind Nesach? He's coining it himself first. Teretz is because it mixes with a little wine on the lip. But it's not a raya to Mashiach koina by a goy or not. And we're going to go now bring other rayas to that shayla if Mashiach works by a goy. Meisvei, we ask a kash like this. This is a brisa that we one time had already earlier on. We had this on Daphne Gimel Medal. Meisvei. Halakeach gru toys mevachav. If someone buys these metal chips or little silver chips from a goy, and he checks out his schayra after he buys it, and most of them is chavim. He sees pieces of avodah zara in it. So halacha is like this: im actually nosa moyes moshach. If the yid before he paid the money he made mashicha, then yachzer, then he can return it. Im nosa moyes moshach. If after he gave the money he made mashicha, yoylech liyam melech. So then he cannot return it anymore because there he made a kinyan. And the Isaac Mashiach Bevchavim Koina Amay Yachzer. So it sounds like we're learning the Brayos like this: that it's a raya that Mashiach is not Koina, because in the first case where he made Mashiach and he didn't give money yet, he still could be Chayzer. Remember, this is that he got a yid from a guy, so we see that the shayla was both ways. But here he says, if I gave money and did not make if I made Mashiach and didn't give money yet, then I give it back. Mashiach is nothing. But if I gave money already and I was Mashach, then Yachem Melech, huh? Oh, the Mars doesn't say that. The Mars doesn't say that. Very good, yeah. But the Mars right now is not that. He's not Mashiach, but Bechav and Koina, my Yachzer. Why? If you hold Mashiach as Koina, why give it back? You already coin it. And that's, even if you learn that Mashiach is not Koina, it sounds like you hear Mashiach and Moyes. Tosis talks about this. That's what it sounds like. Because if, so what do you want to say? Elamai, only Moyes Koina? So why does it ever say, Im Mashiach Moyes, Mashach? You say Mashiach Moyes, Yachem Melech, what's Mashach? So this Tais the Rasul Yisak Adaitach speaks out Teich Dvarav the Bei Maksoach and Maksoach and Bei Lebeim and the Beina and Berev Chavim Tarti Mashiach Avik Kesef, whatever, that's just we pshan in the Gemara. But in any case, we have a cash over here. If Mashiach is Koino, heck, give it back. You were Koino already. Amavaya, you know the reason is because the Mechzik Mecha Tais. It looks like a Mecha Tais. So therefore, the Loch is that. In the ratio, since the Mecha Tayyis, you give it back. We'll have to ask why the Seif is different. Well, Chara Seif also. Huh? Oh, so Bamba Kash is asking, what's Mexican Mecha Tayyis? A real Mecha Tayyis. As I freak the Achroinim, Taurus Chaim says, you have to be Gurus the Iko Mecha Tayyis. You have to take the word Mechzi out. But the Kesav Mishnah is a Kshmak of Pshat. Kesav Mishnah says Pshat like this, that we'll see later on, there's an idea of looking like something. So here, even if it's really Mecha Tayyis, it may look like I'm selling back the Avodah Zarah back to the guy, as it looks like. So in that we say, Mechzi, even other people realize it's a Mecha Tayyis. Not only is it a real Mecha Tayyis, it even looks like a Mecha Tayyis, and there was no problem giving it back. That's how the Kesav Mishnah answered why he lost Mechzi. He's just adding a new issue. He says, what do people see? People chop off his Mecha Tayyis. That's a bias start. Oh, Rava. Okay, you only answered half the brisa. Omer of a ratio Mecha Tayyis, Sefer Mecha Tayyis. If it's Mecha Tayyis, the ratio was saying that the loch is that you can give it back because Mecha Tayyis. And the Sefer is taking it back. Well, the Sefer is not Mecha Tayyis. What's going on there? El Omer of a, same type of tariff, but we'll explain the Sefer. Omer of a ratio of the same Mecha Tayyis. Both are Mecha Tayyis. The ratio, we are the lawyer of Zuzi, didn't give money yet. Loy Mischazik, it doesn't look like that it's yours and you're selling it back. You didn't, because you don't have to, no transfer of money happened. Just give it back. And it's Mecha Tayyis. Seifa, the Yav Zuzi, he already gave money to the guy. Now, he has to go back to the guy, get back the money, and give back the thing. It looks like I'm selling a Avodah Zarah. Mischazik of Rishchom, yeah, sure, it looks like I'm selling Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's a new Marasayim. Because it looks like I'm selling the Avodah Zarah back. Because I'm taking money back, that's the Chilk to Reisha on the Sefer. Very gushmak. So it's not a riot in the Mashiach Shaila. So we're still looking for a riot to the Shaila of Mashiach working by a guy, or Hagbah. So talking about Maite. Only Makashisha Breed Rav Chista Rashi. Rav Chista, Makashisha Breed Rav Chista tells Rav Ashi, Ava Raya, Toshima, This is very familiar because our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah like this. If you sell wine to a guy, so Pasak, if he made up a price, actually Madad, before he measured it, Domav Mutaram, you're allowed to take money for the yain. Vi Amrit, Meshicha, Vichavina Kaina, Amai Domav Mutaram. So here it says that if you sell, the Mishnah says like this. That if you sell wine to a guy, so pasak achloi modad domav mutarim, modad achloi mozak domav asurim. So pasak means you made up money. So here we'll see if meshicha is kaina here. So if meshicha is kaina, so then if he makes a medida, then it's meshicha. Then it's kaina right away, and so then it's a hava. It's no yain asaf until he touches it, but. If he does medida before he made psika, so then it doesn't work. What the Mishnah Pashtan is saying like this, that if he made up a price and then he made a Mashiach, so Mashiach works. So the Dhamma Matarim. No Dhamma Matarim because he was kainit before it became Yainesa. The guy who made a medida was kainit, then he started touching it, it's his already. He owes money. But if it's mada before Pasak, the Mishnah says, Dhamma Asurim. You know why? Because then he made a Mashiach before psika and therefore it doesn't work. But what do you see? That Mashiach is kainit. That's what you see. You see, Mashiach is the first Mishnah. Mashiach is kind. He didn't pay money. I was saying you owe money. Darum Mutar means the money you're going to give is mutter. Then, if you make a medida now, Darum Mutarim. V'yam Mashiach and V'yam Chavim Kainah, my Darum Mutarim. Why is the money mutter? He wasn't kind yet until you give the money. So it's Mashma Klara Mishnah. Mashiach works. It's Klara Mishnah. Mashiach works. Yeah? Hachamai Eskinon, the Actum Law Dinner. Our Mishnah is talking a case where you paid first. You paid money first. That's what we're talking about. And therefore, the money could be a Kenyan. Why is Dom of Asurim? You already gave the money. Either card money, dinner, my Dom of Asurim. Amalei, why is the money also? I gave it to you already. Amalei, let me tell you one thing. What's the var of Pasak? And my ratio Dom of Mutarim and save Dom of Asurim. So we explained it already. Amai is the chameim. What's the reason? Because pasak, if he made up a price, some chadaite. So he said, mechdaite, some makes a mashicha. Loi pasak, loi some chadaite. If he didn't make an amount of money, loi some chadaite on the mashicha. Lididi nami, me also, after I gave the kodim for dinner, even though I gave money first, pasak, if you make a psika, some chadaite. Loi pasak, loi some chadaite. If you make a psika, some chadaite. Loi pasak, loi some chadaite. So he's saying like this. The answer to the Mishnah is two ways to learn our Mishnah. If you're Mashiach Kaina, our Mishnah is Geshmak. If you're Mashiach Kaina, our Mishnah means like this, that if you sell wine to a guy, if he made a Mashiach after the Psika, Dama Mutarim. Why? Because he's Kaina before I paid money. And if he didn't make a Psika, Mashiach doesn't work. That's one way to learn the Mishnah. That's if you hold Mashiach Kaina. If Mashiach is not Kaina, you still can learn the Mishnah. He paid money first. The only thing is that paying money alone is not a Kenyan without a Psika. You also need a Psika. So only with a Psika, which you made up a price, then it works. And you gave the money, with the case he gave the money first was, he gave him a little more than it would be, and he'll give back the change. So only when it happens, the psika is the money chal as a Kenyan. So we still do not have a raya to the shayla of Mashicha working by a guy. Zok to Gemara Vayter, the final raya. Omle Rabbeinu Ravashi. Tashima, the Omer Vchia Ba'avar Mi'echron. Ben Noyach Nereg Apachas Shor Pruta. The loch is, if Yisrael steals a Apachas Shor Pruta, it's nothing, because the other Yisrael, his friend, is Michael. And therefore, Apachas Shor Pruta is Nishken Gneba. A Ben Noyach, first of all, by a Goy, Lesser Shor Pruta has a value, because Goyim are not Michael, and even if he steals it from Yisrael, since clapping him, it's a Gneba, it's called a Gneba. And not only that, the loch is, when a Goy is over one of the Shemitz Ben Noyach, he's Chayiv Misa. That's another halacha. So here we have a Ben Noyach stole a Pakash Arpruta, Ben Noyach Nerag a Pakash Arpruta, Loinitan Lishavan. And Loinitan Lishavan, but he's not Chayef to give it back because the Maisa Yisrael was Michael, so he's not Chayef to give it back. The Rashi on this part is printed on top of Omar Aleph, Vlemechayev La Dur La Yisrael, Dok Kamachale. There's no Chayef to give it back. Now what's the Kasha? V'yam Mashiach Abim Chavin Akaina, my Nerag. L'chaira, if Mashiach doesn't work, so when he steals something, he never stole it. It still belongs to the Yisrael. So why is he ever Narag on a Geneva? Which the Rishonim are busy. Why couldn't he bring a Raya from every Geneva? Why didn't he need a case of less than a Pshar Pruta? Good Kasha. But the Maisa, the Raya of the Gemara is that here we have a first case of less than Pshar Pruta. He's Chayiv Misa. Why is Chayiv Misa? L'chaira, he never took, he never kainit. V'yamshiru chamin ekoina, my Narag. And for the Gemara, I'm from the Tzar of Yisrael. He's Chayiv Misa because he's Metzar of Yisrael. If he's Metzar of Yisrael, so really it was not a Gneva, huh? No, it's Gneva. Gneva, I guess we're saying the time for Gneva is Metzar, I guess. That's the oimik of the Gneva, the Issa Gneva on a thing, on a Goy is that he's Metzar of someone. But the question is, what does it mean to Leshavan? You never took it. What does it mean? You never took anything. So the Gemara, the Eino b'Toiras Yishavon. That's not in the Torah of the parasha of Yishavon because he never took it. Okay. So we got to add to this raya. We're trying to bring a raya. The Benoyach is Chayiv Misa. Must be he has Mashicha. So the Gemara says, no, doesn't mean that he has a Kenyan. It means it's Tzar Yisrael. I like the Yisrael means any of Tzar Yisrael. Yochai, I'm a Seifa. Boch HaVer Notlomenu. It says in the Seifa that you have this guy who stole from Reuven, and then the guy's friend stole from the guy. It says, Boch HaVer Notlomenu Neragalo. So if this is a ratio, you can say it was Tzar Yisrael. But the second guy, he wasn't a Tzar Yisrael, he's a Tzar guy. So what are you going to say? Bishlam Reisha Mishum Tzar Yisrael, a Seifa, my Ovid. El Shema Mino must be Meshicha Bevechavim Koina. Shema Mina, the Avada, Mashiach Vechavim is Koina, so you see, and the Shema Mina, that, and Taka is Koina, and we're right, bring our Mashiach is Koina. So I want to speak out like this. In the Havmin of Mora's Torah, Mora said that really is only not Sari Yisrael, but really belong to the Yid. Leritin Leshava means any but Torah is Yishavan. And that side of the Gemara, it's who had the Meshava Pruta, the same exact halacha. Even the Leritin Leshava and the Meshava Pruta, because the Vard is he never took it. But the Maskanos of the Gemara was saying, no, Avad, that's Pachal Shav Pruta. The reason why anything with Shav Oin is because it's the guy's Michael. And Lemaisa, the Yisrael is Michael. But Lemaisa, there is a Kenya Mashicha, and he really is a Geneva. And that's why when the guy steals from another guy, it's Chayav Misa, because Mashicha Bevechavim is Koina, Shema Mina. You see from here that Mashicha Bevechavim is Koina, Shema Mina.